You are about to listen to the first few minutes of this month's Small Business University audio series presentation. Each month features a different national speaker on a different business topic. Each presentation can be listened to online or downloaded to your smartphone or computer with the click of a button. Monthly subscribers also have full access to hundreds of past presentations divided into 18 different business topics. Now, let's listen to a few minutes of this month's presentation.
I'm Debbie Sardone, and I've owned Buckets and Bows Maid Service in a suburb of Dallas, Texas, for over 30 years. And, of course, we've cleaned thousands of homes and hundreds of thousands of toilets over the last 32 years. We have over 40 employees, over 500 regular customers, upwards of about 680 that use us throughout the year. And we've done a lot of service over the years. And when you have a large customer base, you have to be able to replace the ones that are leaving. And marketing is expensive, and it's more expensive now to get a customer than it ever has been before. A lot of businesses are reporting, if they know how to track this and understand how to figure out their customer acquisition costs, a lot of businesses are reporting upwards of $300 to $400 in marketing expense to acquire a repeat customer. That's not just the one-time customers. Oftentimes you can acquire a one-time customer from anywhere from $100 to $200 in marketing. But I know in the cleaning industry, the house cleaning industry, it's usually costing around $300. If you have a large company and you have to add a lot of customers every month and you're doing a lot of marketing, then your per customer rate is going to go up. It's always cheaper per customer when you have a small company and you only need a handful of new customers every month to grow, because you're able to avail yourself to lower cost marketing when you only need two or three. But when you need to add 20 or 25 new customers a month, then all those low cost like referral sources and very inexpensive marketing that does produce, well, it's just not enough. So you have to branch out. You have to spend money here and spend money there and do some branding and do some PR work. And it does get more expensive. The bigger your company, the more expensive it can be per customer. But because marketing costs more and more per customer, and aren't we all trying to get regular repeat customers? I mean, we understand we should be able to make money off of a one-time customer, but most of us can't build a business off one-time customers. And there are a lot of people that have signed up for this workshop that are in various industries, plumbers and dry cleaners and realtors, air conditioning people, plumbers. It doesn't matter what industry you're in. Most of us don't want to try to build our business on one-off customers. Even carpet cleaning, people think of carpet cleaning, people do that once. They might do it once a year, but you should be able to turn your carpet cleaning customers into repeat customers. You should be able to turn that once-a-year customer into twice-a-year. And some of those twice-a-year customers into three times a year if you are working those customers and turning them into regular repeat customers. And so the cost of getting a regular repeat customer is more expensive now than it ever has been. I know in the history of my business, upwards of $300 to $400 in marketing cost is not uncommon at all. So, of course, there are no free lunches. We all understand that phrase. There's no free lunches. But you can get some free marketing if you're willing to trade time for dollars. And, you know, what I mean in that is it's going to cost your time if you don't have to write a check for the marketing. It's going to create some time in your schedule, in your busy business. You're going to have to set aside a specific time to do what I call shoe leather marketing. And that's when, whether it's because you're a startup or you're a seasoned business owner and you're struggling for whatever reason, cash flow is at an all-time low, expenses are at an all-time high, and for whatever reason, you have more time than you have dollars. And usually that's a startup business, somebody that still just doesn't have enough customers to really pay the bills. I call this shoe leather marketing, where you take time, not so much money, but you take your time or maybe your employees' time, and you do your marketing through hitting the pavement, knocking on the doors, attending networking meetings, and so forth. And so even though you may not be paying out of your pocket, you will be spending time to do marketing that is extremely low cost or completely free. So I wrote down 10 things that I have found over the years that have proven to be phenomenal sources for bringing customers and revenue into my business. And even though I own a house cleaning business, we're one of the largest maid services in the country, and these principles transcend to any business, even if you're retail. Of course, it definitely applies in almost every area for any service business. And like I said, it doesn't matter if you're in plumbing or AC or you clean carpets or you hold events. It doesn't matter. These principles will apply. You just have to apply them differently than I would apply them. So I'll give you some examples and scenarios, and hopefully you'll be on your way to getting some low-cost or free marketing here.
Well, that's a sampling of this month's Small Business University audio series program. If you're not already a subscriber, you have three choices. You can purchase this program by clicking on the green Buy button. If you're already a subscriber, simply log in to get the full program. Or if you'd like to become a subscriber, click on the Subscribe Now button. This will allow you to subscribe for only $24.95 per month and get not only this program, but also several hundred programs on topics that you can apply to your business starting today. You'll also receive a physical copy of the current month's program mailed to your office, and you can cancel at any time. As always, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.